It was almost time for the Passover festival, so Jesus went to Jerusalem. He found people selling cattle, sheep, and pigeons, and also the money changers sitting at their tables. So he made a whip from cords, drove all the animals out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He overturned the tables of the money changers, scattered their coins. Yeah! And he ordered those who sold pigeons,
shake them out of here! Yeah! Stop making my father's house a marketplace!
His disciples remembered that the scripture says, "My devotion to your house, O God, burns in me like a fire." The Jewish authorities came back at him with a question.
What miracle can you perform to show us that you have the right to do this?
Tear down this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again.
Are you going to build it again in 3 days?
It has taken 46 years to build this temple.
But the temple Jesus was speaking about was his body. So when he was raised from death, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and what Jesus had said.
Don't make Jesus mad. Most, if not all of you, have heard about the peaceful protest movement called Occupy Wall Street. Everybody heard of Occupy Wall Street? And it's been kind of hard to understand what that's all about. But basically, it's a peaceful, primarily peaceful protest movement that started last September in New York City in a park across the street from Wall Street. And it was a group of people who camped out, basically, on public property protesting social economic inequality, protesting corporate greed and corruption and the undue influence of corporations on government. This spawned a bunch of other protests. You probably remember hearing, it's kind of died down now a little bit, but this Occupy Wall Street also was Occupy London, Occupy Paris, Occupy Los Angeles, and many other cities around the country, with the same theme, is a protest against corporate corruption and government. Occupy Wall Street wants to clean up Wall Street, the institution, the symbol of our financial institution. And today I've entitled my message, Jesus Occupy Temple Protest. For you see, Jesus goes to the temple and occupies it. In most Bibles, it says in the section above this passage, Jesus cleanses the temple. Now, this story of Jesus overturning the money changers is found in all four of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That means pay attention. If something is recorded four times in Scripture in the Gospels, it usually means it's very, very important. In John's Gospel, we find it at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, chapter 2. It hasn't been very long where Jesus has been to a wedding and turned the water into wine. And then we find him going to the Passover feast early on in the story, Luke's version of Jesus' story. But in the other three Gospels, it's towards the end, the Passover just before his crucifixion. The temple represented God's presence among the people. The holy temple. The temple that you saw portrayed in the video and the temple existed in Jesus' time was the temple built by Herod the Great, which is a reconstruction of the original temple that was built hundreds of years before by King Solomon, which was a beautiful masterpiece. I mean, he spared no expense to make it almost like the Garden of Eden in structure. But that temple was destroyed. That temple was destroyed hundreds of years before Jesus because the Hebrew people had started worshiping idols. And God had passed judgment on them by allowing invaders to destroy not only the temple, but to force the people of Israel into exile. And they, of course, spent 40, 70 years, something like that, in Babylon. And so the land was devastated. But in Jesus' time, the temple had been rebuilt by Herod the Great and was still under construction at the time that Jesus cast out the money changers. What is going on in this story? What did we just see? What was really, truly happening? Well, first of all, it's Passover. And Passover is the high holy day of the Jewish faith. Passover is the Christian Easter, if you will. Passover was a time when people came from all over the known world, from Africa, from India, from Greece and Rome and all parts of the land. Jews from all over that had been dispersed would come every year to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And the Passover, of course, was the celebration of their the passing over the angel of death on the night they fled Egypt. And the angel of death many, many years ago in Moses' day. So it was a celebration. But God, Jesus had noticed that they had turned God's temple into a shopping mall. For there were animals there being sold. There were money exchangers, money changers. Because you see, the currency of the land was Roman coins with the image of Caesar on it. And of course, Jews cannot pay the temple tax. Yes, there was a temple tax. They could not pay it with Roman coin, so it had to be exchanged, much like going to a foreign country and exchanging your currency for the local currency. So they had to exchange the money. All these things were legitimate under the law. All these things were permitted by the Jews, by the high priests, because it was part of the worship process of the temple. But Jesus could see that the focus had been lost on God and was more on the merchants profiting from the sale of animals. Merchants profiting by giving unequal exchange for the money. They would deflate the value of their temple coins and make profit on the Roman coins exchange. And Jesus, as you saw portrayed in the film, couldn't take it any longer. And he grabs a whip and he starts casting the animals out of the marketplace, out of the temple, turning over the table, saying, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." He sees that they have gone overboard with all of this stuff. And it was an insult to him because their focus was not on worship, but on profit. The Jews asked, "What sign can you give us? What miracle can you show that you have the right to do this?" In other words, you see, the Jews always wanted signs. They wanted miracles. They wanted that as proof that Jesus was right in what he was doing. And Jesus was, in essence, through this action, through casting out the animals, through turning over the tables, was sending a very strong symbolic message. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. Destroy this temple, referring to himself. Not the physical temple, but that's what the Jews heard. They heard temple. They heard destroy. They heard raise up in 3 days. And they said, It took 46 years to build this temple, and it's still under construction. What do you mean, build it back in 3 days? Jesus was referring to his body. Jesus was referring, crucify this body, destroy this body, destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days. They didn't get it. But Jesus was sending a clear message to the people there that Jesus was the new temple. Jesus was now God in the flesh. God had come to be among them, but he would be destroyed, but not forever, because he would be raised, as we know, on the third day. And the temple would actually be destroyed about 30 years later in the Roman uprising, the Jewish uprising, which was squelched by the Romans, and that temple in 70 AD was flattened again. Just to give you a little history. A new temple now exists, Jesus was saying. Now there are several interpretations that we could run with from this passage. Some could interpret it to mean that it's okay to be angry for injustice, to be angry at oppression, to be angry at unfair treatment of people. And I say amen to that. Because it is okay to get angry about the right things. Anger is a sin. Be careful, Jesus said, for your anger may cause you to sin. But Jesus' anger was a righteous anger. Why? Because they were desecrating the temple. It was something that was not supposed to happen. Just like prejudice, just like oppression, just like any injustice against people that hold people down, that limit rights for people. We should be angry about things that hurt people, that keep people down.